meeting of Perry Beach Town Council to order. The purpose of this meeting is to hear public comment on the suggested exception to Perry Beach Ordinance Section 19-234 of the off-street parking requirements. And for the audiences, your information, this was originally pertaining to some off-street parking that we have discussed. Lifting any requirements for an addition to Big Avenue Restaurant for a few more seats.
Okay.
Discussion. Okay. You want to go over how you play this out?
Whoa.
And where the problem lies?
Well, actually, it was Attorney Canutis, and since he's not here, I can kind of halfway speak for him. Obviously, John had asked me to help find the amendment that was made to 19334, and so upon researching it, I found what you have on pages 2 and 3 of your agenda packet. It was approved and adopted April 19, 2006, however, and that was it was presented in a public hearing the day before, so on April 18th. However, there aren't any minutes for that meeting, nor is there a signed ordinance approving this amendment. But this was sent off by our previous town clerk, Nancy Avery, to MuniCode, but my only assumption is it was never checked to make sure it was put in.
So we've adopted the ordinance, but we don't have any.
Yes, sir.
Paper trail, which is necessary
to make
this.
Yes, sir. And if you take a look on the fourth page, those are the minutes of April 19, 2006, your regular meeting. And it was approved, and even it. Actually, Mayor Fuller at the time stated that the public hearing was held the night before. So, you know, we know that it took place. It's just that we don't have anything tracking this. And I think what Andy is finding a little bit difficult is if you look at what was actually approved, item number 2 states that it would be upon approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission and Town Council. But 19246 kind of contradicts that and says that it's not required unless it's lodging. So I think that Andy and perhaps the Planning and Zoning Commission may want to have this looked at a little bit further. That's just my limited.
I think what happened is when the Black Corn guys came to us, we couldn't persuade. At that time, we tried to get P&Z to just do away with parking requirements. They wouldn't do it. And so we came up with this special use permit. We put that in the ordinance. And then later, when Jack Mackles wanted to do what they were doing, P&Z has changed, and they were willing to do away with the parking requirements altogether. So I think what actually happened is we adopted this special use permit that was, you know, that you see here adopted April 19, 2006. But it was completely superseded by this 19-246. Because once you did away with anything except for the motels and tourist lodges, you didn't need those exceptions anymore, right, John?
That's correct. And that's your interpretation as to do it.
I don't think there's anything conflicting about it whatsoever. 19-246 specifically says that no parking is required for anything other than tourist lodges and residential places. And when you look at the special use application and procedure that you're supposed to go to, it specifically identifies that part of that special use, part of the reason for the special use application is when you've got businesses and residential units in conjunction with each other. And so I think this is a good, both of them stay in there, but I don't think they conflict each other at all.
Okay. And then where was the part of the attorney and problem with?
Well, by this one saying that parking shall be provided as required in sections 19-334-339 for all tourist lodges, including any residential and related uses. Otherwise, it's not required. But what he pointed out to me was in number 2, where it says that it must be approved by Planning and Zoning and Council. If it's not required, then it doesn't really need to be approved. So maybe it just needs clarification. Right. This may be what he's looking at.
This would give us an opportunity. Okay. The way I see this is 246 says that the only place buildings that have parking requirements are tourist lodgings, residential, and related uses. Okay? Everybody else can do whatever they want. And then we have this other exception, paragraphs 2A, B, C, and D, that says if somebody with a motel came to us and said, for residential use, and had an issue, we might grant them some relief from that. So they're not in conflict. One of them says, if you're just a restaurant or a convenience store or whatever, you don't have to have any on-site parking. The other one says, if you're a tourist lodging or residential use, if you have some kind of question about what you have to put in there or you want some relief, what the ordinance requires, you can come to John and TNC and the council, and we may give you some relief.
And if my memory serves me, then they'll correct me anyway. I think part of this one, we had these original discussions where if you were building a new hotel and wanted to have part of your parking lot, like a block over, then this would leave us an option to grant you to be able to build a hotel. So that was the reason that was left in there.
It's not that I love correcting you.
This is not like some of your mistakes.
It's so often required.
And you know, I was thinking about it earlier after he found out that he thought there was a conflict, and I explained my position to him. It was pretty much the same way you just explained it, and he was okay with it. And just wish that I reiterate that to y'all.
But I pretty much remember during discussions just leaving a new hotel, an option to take it, have a parking, a half a block away. Was it 750?
750 feet.
700, I remember something there. Okay, that's what it was.
This is.
Any discussion from them?
Yeah, but this is far more generous than our neighbors to the north.
That's far more parking. The better community we have, Carolina Beach.
No comment.
All right. Anything from anybody else? I'd like to make a comment. Then I made a motion that we leave this as is, and John's interpretation as a building inspector.
Second.
All in favor, so you want to say aye?
Aye.
So moved. Thank you. Well, as long as I said, as long as you're the building inspector.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And now, if you are no longer the building inspector next week, you definitely got to look at this again.
Yeah. Well, at least a quarter of the deficit will be back.
Thank you, John.
Sorry. Make a wish we adjourn the public
hearing. Let me ask John one thing. So, right now, so as of today, you are waiting for some amendments or changes to
big the big
pertaining to fire ordinance.
As far as big daddy, yes, sir. Part of the reason this is taking so long is because it is in the fire district. And I will not make that mistake again. I'm making sure that all the bases are covered, and part of that was that these plans had to go to DUI origin as the general statute required. And since I've sent them to him, I've had a conflicting remark from two chief consultants up there. And so now I'm waiting on them. Tomorrow I should have some sort of
letter. Be a big surprise.
Tomorrow I should have some sort of letter rectifying that situation, and I'll be ready to issue a building permit hopefully tomorrow.
The way they vacillated back and forth with a whole bunch up there with Jack Mackles, yeah, that should have been a big surprise.
I guess there's no way now that we could get them to bring that wall back and we could get a sidewalk.
No, sir. Dean questioned Ms. Eats about that. I believe that she thought it was a good idea, but she doesn't want to move for a wall.
She wants to concrete in front of it, which I told her will pass any.
She asked me if I could make her do that. I told her that I can't make her move for a wall. And that's where I went.
Because it's a state road. And she was in awe struck by the fact that monument's leaving there. She didn't know that she had to come to the table.
What did she?
Well, I
guess he followed hers. I don't know. She did. That's the nice comes to us.
Yeah. But I'm kind of awestruck at the fact that she wouldn't want to widen that sidewalk in front of her place, especially since we're taking out that monument. That's going to leave that very big old gap and hole there.
Everybody thinks everything's a good idea until the money comes out of their pockets.
Our team Sundays will be, you know, give you a shirt off the back and she'll punch you over the cost of two tickets. Just, you know, that's the lady's personality. It didn't serve her well, but she's pretty well done well for herself. She did offer to give us, oh yeah, Mr. Miller. She did offer to give all the palm trees down there away. So if you want one, you can see ours.
Palm trees at her place?
Yeah.